Hello, this is Mary returning with selections from the Pantograph from Monday, January 26th, 2026, along with selections from the weekend edition dated January 24th and 25th, Saturday and Sunday, 2026. We continue now with the death notices from the weekend edition paper on page 4. Michael Patrick Mike Cooney. Michael Patrick Mike Cooney, age 60, of Bloomington, passed away on Thursday, January 22nd, at Carl Broman Medical Center. Visitation will be 4 to 5 p.m. Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, at Calvert and Metzler Memorial Home in Bloomington. A celebration of life service led by family and friends will be held at 5 p.m. Tuesday, January 27th, at the Memorial Home. Military rights will be accorded at the beginning of the service by the Bloomington Normal American Legion Honor Guard. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be made to a charity of the donor's choice. Joanne A. Presley. Joanne A. Presley, 91, of Normal, died at 12:21 a.m. on Friday, Friday, January 23rd, at OSF Medical Center, surrounded by her family. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, January 27th, at Carmody Flynn Funeral Home, 1800 Eastland Drive, Bloomington. Visitation will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. Following the funeral service, the committal service and entombment will be held at East Lawn Memorial Gardens Mausoleum in Bloomington. In lieu of flowers, please make a donation to your favorite charity in Joanne's name and memory. Marilyn K. Blank. Marilyn Clay Blank, 78, of Towanda, passed away peacefully at her home, surrounded by loved ones, on Monday, January 19th, 2026. A visitation will be held for Marilyn on Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Carmody Flynn Funeral Home, 1800 Eastland Drive, Bloomington, Illinois. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday, January 28th, starting at 11 a.m. at Funk's Grove Chapel, 7054 East 535 North Road in McLean. Interment to follow at Funk's Grove Cemetery. Memorials may be made in lieu of flowers to the Towanda Route 66 Parkway, 10 Bent Lane, Towanda, Illinois. The Epilepsy Foundation of Arizona, www.epilepsy.com/local/Arizona, or St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Orville James Matson. Orville James Matson, age 84, of The Villages, Florida, passed away on January 17th, 2026. He was born in Bloomington, Illinois, and was a graduate of Bloomington High School. A private family service will take place at Highland Memorial Park. Countryside Funeral Home has been entrusted with the final arrangements. Mary Octavia Monocle. Mary Octavia Hartwick Monocle of Pontiac passed away peacefully on January 14th at her home. A funeral mass will be celebrated at St. Mary's Catholic Church on March 2nd at 11 a.m. There will be a receiving line for visitors from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Memorials in Mary's name may be made to St. Mary's Church in Pontiac or to the Legion of Mary. Turning to local news, warming centers and shelters available by Kelsey Watznauer. Bloomington. The following warming centers and other resources are available in McLean County to keep residents safe, especially with the upcoming weekend of below zero temperatures. Warming centers, Bloomington, Bloomington Public Library, 205 East Olive Street. Connect Transit Bus at the corner of West Washington Street and North Roosevelt Avenue, in front of the former Pantograph Building. Walmart, 2225 West Market Street in Bloomington. Normal, Meyer, 1900 East College Avenue, 6 a.m. to midnight. Normal Public Library, 206 West College Avenue, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 1 to 5 on Sunday. Uptown Station, 11 Uptown Circle, first floor, open daily and closes with the last train at 9 p.m. McLean County, Bellflower Community Center, 104 West Center Street. Enter through double doors on the northeast side. Downs Fire Department, 102 West Main Street in Downs, open 24 hours. Love's Travel Center, 505 South Persimmon Drive in Leroy, also open 24 hours. The Leroy Police Department, 110 Southeast Street. Stop by or call to request assistance. Road Ranger Truck Stop, 312 East Dixie Road in McLean, open 24 hours. Residents in Arrowsmith, Chenoa, Cooksville, Hayworth, Hudson, Lexington, Saybrook, Stanford, Towanda, and elsewhere in McLean County should call the Metcom non-emergency number at 309-888-5030 for assistance. Turning to the front page of the weekend edition of the Pantograph, local business, Jimmy John's franchise to move HQ downtown. Premium Loaves set for relocations. Relocation to former Clay Dooley Building by Olivia Jacobs, Bloomington. Jerome Hanka and Mark Largent are excited to be part of the revitalization of downtown Bloomington. Ronka and Largent are respectively the president and CEO of Premium Loaves, an independently owned Jimmy John's franchise based in central Illinois. With 116 stores in seven states, the franchise is the second largest in America, Largent said. The stores include five in Bloomington Normal and a total of 14 across Illinois, with locations in Pontiac, the Kankakee Bourbonnais area, and the Chicago suburbs. Premium Loaves is currently headquartered at 1717 Fort Jesse Road in Normal, but the franchisees purchased the former Clay Dooley Building at 307 East Grove in November. Ranka told the Pantograph they were outgrowing the space on Fort Jesse with 20 team members and were looking for a solution. "It's an iconic building in downtown. Everyone knows it," Ranka said, describing the building's cool architecture and great bones, with windows allowing for natural light and an industrial feel. The 25,000-square-foot building dates back to 1945, when it operated as a split dealership between the Corn Belt Motor Company, which sold Buicks on Grove Street, and Thornton Anderson, which sold Lincoln and Mercury vehicles on Gridley Street. In 1956, it became Imperial Motors, featuring Chrysler lines, before ceasing operations in the late 60s, according to Access 360's property listing, which had it listed in July of last year for $1.25 million. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto took over the property in 1987, operating as a service center until about 2018. Ranka and Largent credited David Bentley, who has taken care of the property for the last decade. They said they believe the Bloomington community will be pleased with their plans for the space, especially as it will be part of the ongoing redevelopment efforts in the city. They also plan to have about 12,000 square feet of leasable space for other tenants to occupy and to allow for more jobs. "It will be something pretty to walk by and be proud of," Ranka said of the building. Another domino falling into place to help the community, Largent added, noting they plan to be in the new Bloomington headquarters for a long time. Ranka and Largent are working with Catalyst Construction and Hewn Architectural Studio for the renovation. They told the Pantograph they recently finished the schematic designs and are hoping to have final drawing plans in the next 2 to 3 months. They plan to start construction in April and hope to move into the space by the end of 2026. And while Central Illinois is the heart of their business, they also hope to branch out more in Illinois and other states across the country, the franchisees said. From page 2, Rivian Battery Fire Extinguished by Matus Janik. Normal. Normal firefighters responded to a fire reported at Rivian Automotive, 100 North Rivian Motorway. Normal Fire Department Public Information Officer Mike Swaney said in an email that a call was received at 7:09 a.m. Thursday for a fire in the battery assembly area of the electric car manufacturing plant. Employees from the area were relocated to the cafeteria, while firefighters worked to extinguish the fire and clear the smoke from the air, Swaney said. Swaney said the fire was contained to battery components, and the firefighters used hose connected to internal standpipes to knock it down quickly. Water tanks were then used to submerge the affected components and were removed from the building. Normal firefighters then turned the building back over to Rivian at around 9 a.m. A damage estimate was not immediately available. Kelly Felker, Rivian's corporate communications senior manager, said in an email that there were no injuries and the company is investigating what caused the fire. No one was injured when there was a small thermal fire earlier, Felker said. We removed the employees from the area out of an abundance of caution while we cleared the area of smoke. We are investigating the cause. Man accused of grooming teenage girl, ex-youth group leader sent inappropriate texts, prosecutor says, by Caitlin Klepek, Bloomington. A former Bloomington man has been accused of grooming a teenage girl who was in a youth program he started, based on sexual texts and other messages cited by authorities. Xavier T. McSwain, 30, of Hammond, Indiana, appeared before McLean County Judge Amy McFarland on one Class 4 felony count of grooming. McFarland allowed him to be released from custody. According to the probable cause statement, an anonymous reporter on June 22nd said a young female student had been posting screenshots of a conversation between herself and an adult. State's Attorney David Fitz said the girl had commented on the posts, "Those asking if it's real, there's no reason for me to joke about a grown man. This isn't funny, nor is it something that we would joke about." Then a board member for Western Avenue Community Center in Bloomington learned about the allegations and spoke with the police on June 23rd, Fitz said. In arguing for McSwain's release, Attorney Brendan Bulkowski said conditions could be imposed to mitigate any danger McSwain may pose, such as an order prohibiting contact with minors. However, the defense attorney noted the defendant has a child of his own and would wish to have an exception for that child. Bulkowski noted that the defendant had separated himself from the situation, and there are no allegations of contact with the girl or any other minors since last summer. The judge ultimately agreed, allowing the defendant to be released with mandatory conditions and ordered to have no contact with any minors except his own child. McSwain is scheduled to return to court on March 23rd. AI Expert to Visit Clinton Library by Matus Janik. Clinton. The Vespasian Warner Public Library, 310 North Quincy Street in Clinton, will host an expert on artificial intelligence to answer questions from the public at 6 p.m. on February 3rd. Roy Magnuson, an associate professor and director of emerging technologies, instruction and research at ISU, will explain the concepts behind AI and answer any questions on how it all works. Guests who need accommodations should call 217-935-5174. The event will be free, hosted in the Revere Room and sponsored by the DeWitt County Democratic Central Committee, as a way to share information as AI becomes more prevalent in schools, the workplace, and online. According to a news release, Magnuson has degrees in music composition from ISU, Ithaca College, and the University of Illinois. His work also includes developing a virtual reality composition software. A large full-page ad in the paper, Ronald Reagan, the Ronald W. Reagan Society at Eureka College, is presenting the Ronald W. Reagan Celebration on Friday, February 6th, 2026, hosted by the Peoria Riverfront Museum, featuring An Evening with Mark Joseph, producer of the 2024 film Reagan, author of the memoir Making Reagan, with guest speaker Nick Assisi, J.D., Eureka College Reagan Fellow alumnus, associate at O'Neill, McFadden, and Willett Law Firm. The location is the Peoria Riverfront Museum, 222 Southwest Washington Street in Peoria. Date, Friday, February 6th, 2026. Time, 6 p.m. cocktails, 6:30 p.m. program. Cost is $75, which includes cocktails and food. To RSVP, call 309-467-6317 by January 31st, 2026. Any Reagan Society member who has renewed their membership at the $500 level or above in the past year by January 31st will receive two complimentary tickets to the dinner and program. From page 13, how to give your heart a good workout. Number one, start slowly. If you're beginning an exercise program, aim for the lower end of your target heart rate zone, then gradually build up intensity. If your heart rate is too high, take it easier. If it's too low, add some intensity and push yourself to get your heart rate closer to your target. A target heart rate is the rate you need to maintain over a set amount of time to reach the energy level needed to give your heart a good workout. The first step in finding that rate will maximize your cardiovascular exercise is determining your maximum heart rate. Your maximum heart rate is 220 minus your age. Your target heart rate for moderate or vigorous exercise is about 50 to 85% of your maximum heart rate. Number two, try interval training. Interval training, which includes short bursts of 15 to 60 seconds of higher intensity exercise, alternated with longer, less strenuous exercise, effectively increases cardiovascular fitness. Talk with your healthcare team before trying interval training, but it's typically safe for those with existing heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Take the talk test. If you can carry on a conversation in brief sentences while exercising, you're probably in the moderate intensity range. You'll be breathing faster, developing a light sweat, and feeling some muscle strain. If you're working at a vigorous intensity, you won't be able to say more than a few words before catching your breath. If you can sing while working out, you're probably in the low intensity range, so step it up. To find your heart rate manually, locate the artery you will use to find your heart rate. Using the tips of your first two fingers, press lightly over the artery. Count your heartbeats for 30 seconds and multiply by 2 to find your total beats per minute. Refresh your memory. Strategies for improving your recall of tasks, names, and other things you tend to forget. Number 1, repeat it. School children are often prompted to echo what the teacher is saying and repeat it out loud, especially when learning numbers, alphabet, and new languages. This is because repetition reinforces learning. Use this strategy by repeating new information verbally. Visualize it. A simple way to remember something is to associate it with an image. For example, if you meet someone named Rosie and you want to memorize her name, imagine Rosie holding a bouquet of roses. To recall a short grocery list, imagine the items you need laid out on a table in your home. Group it. You might find it less challenging to remember long lists of items if you chunk the information into groups of 3 or 4, just like we do with the digits in phone numbers. Grouping the information reduces the load on your working memory. It also helps to categorize groups of information. At a grocery store, for example, you might think about a few types of dairy products you need, as well as various types of canned goods or fresh produce you need. Write it. Another way to absorb information is to write it down by hand on paper. Capture your thoughts, conversations, experiences, or any new information. This simple activity, as opposed to typing on a keyboard, triggers complex brain activity that helps your memory. Taking written notes forces you to process and understand the information, organize the important points, and concisely transfer them to paper. Each of those steps helps you to remember the information better. Organize it. Trying to remember a busy to-do list and a schedule of appointments can load your memory with clutter, making it hard to recall details. Instead, add the appointments and to-do lists to a calendar on your refrigerator, smartphone, or day planner. Review your lists, even say them out loud, at various points throughout your day. Cue it. Verbal cues are like clues. They send your brain on a mini treasure hunt for information. So if you can't recall a particular name or fact, cue yourself by describing the word, place, person, experience, or fact you're trying to remember. Eventually, the answer will come to mind. You can also use visual cues to help jog your memory. For example, leave a bill near your checkbook or computer if you need to remember to pay it. More ways to stay sharp? Get sufficient sleep, at least 7 hours per night. Eat a healthy diet. Avoid alcohol and cannabis. Stay hydrated. Exercise. Aim for at least 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk walking. Stay socially connected and challenge your brain. For instance, try to learn something new every day. If memory lapses persist, talk to your doctor. An easily treatable health issue might be at fault, such as insufficient sleep, vitamin deficiency, a medication side effect, or stress. Returning to the Monday edition of the Pantograph, Monday, January 26th. What to watch? All Time Central. Season premiere of American Idol, 7 p.m. on ABC. Music superstars Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and Carrie Underwood return as judges alongside host Ryan Seacrest. Season premiere of Wild Cards on the CW at 7 p.m. Season premiere of Extracted on Fox at 7 p.m. New episode of St. Denis Medical on NBC at 7 p.m. A time slot premiere, Memory of a Killer, on Fox at 8 p.m. The Wall, a new episode, on NBC at 8 p.m. Time slot premiere, The Rookie, on ABC at 9 p.m. A new series, History's Deadliest with Ving Rhames, on the History Channel at 9 p.m. Brilliant Minds, NBC, 9 p.m., a new episode. And Independent Lens, PBS, 9 p.m., the new episode Vivian's Wild Ride looks at film editor Vivian Hillgrove and how she reinvented herself as an artist with a disability when she began losing her sight to macular degeneration. To catch a classic on AMC tonight at 9:30 p.m., Pretty Woman, starring Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. Other movies that are being shown on TV tonight include Shooter, 2007 action with Mark Wahlberg on the Sci-Fi Channel at 6 p.m. ATL, 2006 comedy drama on Stars at 6:20 p.m. Jerry Maguire, 1996 romance comedy with Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr., BBC America, 7 p.m. Just Friends, 2005 romantic comedy with Ryan Reynolds on E, 7 p.m. The Nanny Sees All, 2025 suspense on the Lifetime Movie Network at 7 p.m. Ralph Breaks the Internet, 2018 children's movie, Freeform at 7:30 p.m. Twilight, 2008 romance with Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, HBO at 8 p.m. The Tomorrow War, 2021 science fiction with Chris Pratt on MGM, 8:45 p.m. The Shawshank Redemption, 1994 drama with Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman on the Sci-Fi Channel at 8:55 p.m. Barron's Cove, 2024 crime drama, Showtime, 9 p.m. Green Lantern, action with Ryan Reynolds, TNT at 9:30 p.m. Grown-Ups, a 2010 comedy with Adam Sandler and Kevin James, Paramount, 10 p.m. And Trouble Man, a 2005 action movie, on Stars at 10:30 p.m. And finally, Today in History, on this date, January 26th. In 1887, groundbreaking began for the construction of the Eiffel Tower. The tower would be completed just over 2 years later. In 1905, the Cullinan Diamond at 3,100 carats, the largest diamond ever found, was discovered in South Africa. In 1915, President Woodrow Wilson signed the act establishing Rocky Mountain National Park. In 1950, the Constitution of India took place, making the country the world's largest democratic republic. In 1993, Václav Havel was elected president of the newly formed Czech Republic. In 1998, President Bill Clinton forcefully denied having an affair with a former White House intern, telling reporters, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." In 2020, NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others were killed when their helicopter plunged into a steep hillside in dense fog in Southern California. The former Lakers star was 41. In 2023, Israeli forces killed at least 9 Palestinians and wounded several others in a large-scale raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, the deadliest single operation in the territory in 2 decades. This has been Mary reading selections from the Pantograph from Monday, January 26, 2026, along with some selections from the weekend edition of the Pantograph, dated January 24th and 25th. I look forward to reading with you again soon.